All right, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's start with one issue. Of course, the ongoing electricity crisis means now government has signed agreements for three projects using wind power in the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Procurement Program. The Mineral Resources and Energy Department launched an independent power producer program in April last year, really proposing multiple bid windows for potential suppliers. That program was confirmed last year in October, and the minister signed the agreements yesterday. To help us wade through that is Bernard Mahoro, who is head of Independent Power Producers Office, joining us now on the line. Thank you so much for your time and welcome to 702 Breakfast. Listen, this is good news, but one might say, aren't we moving at a bit of a snail's pace here?
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to the listeners of 702. Yes, we are. We should be moving faster, especially given what's happening in Eskom. And I think you will recall that the president has made an announcement that we needed to increase the future bid window, starting with bid window 6. If we knew where we are now, if we knew we'd be here, I'm sure we should have been doing things differently.
Right, so the remaining 22 potential bidders will be announced later this year.
No, they have already been announced. We're expecting them to sign in October. So we've given them until end of October to come and sign the agreements similar to what we did yesterday.
The minister, Minister Mandashe, says he's not a fan of being dependent on private sector procured energy, but rather prefers state-led options. Is that still the way to go?
I was at the session yesterday. What I understood him saying is that we need a partnership, so we cannot necessarily focus on one solution. He also wants to see the Eskom that is also sustainable. That's what I seem to understand he was saying. Not necessarily that, you know, we shouldn't, or we should get rid of private sector.
I suppose one might say that the need of the hour right now is for all heads to come together. We're all in this together, and we've got to find solutions that are going to help the country move forward.
That is correct, and that's why there's been a number of changes to Ghana since last year. The president has announced the lifting of the 100 megawatts. Now every entity or individuals are allowed to procure power from directly IPPs, and municipalities are allowed to do that. And there are a lot of deals that are already being signed between the industrial customers and the private IPPs.
And obviously also potentials in terms of investment and, of course, the creation of jobs and local industries.
That is correct, and that's what we're hoping for. So through our program, so one of the aspects, and you recall yesterday, we also made an announcement on those three preferred bidders. We also insist on things like, you know, local ownership of these projects and also local content in their construction space, but also in terms of supporting the local communities and jobs and black the women participation and youth employment. So that is part of the procurement of the program that we run.
What do you explain as some of the resistance to independent power producers and maybe some of the misconceptions about the role they can play?
I have not seen any kind of resistance. I think it's just a matter of understanding. The understanding perhaps lacks in some area, but the way it works is that the independent power producers takes the risk that normally will reside with Eskom, for example, and that is the risk of construction failure, the cost overrun, the non-delivery of the product at the end of the day. So all those risks in the programs that we run is passed on to the IPP. So if they don't deliver the megawatts, they don't get paid. If they are late, that cost, unfortunately, they have to carry that cost overrun. So that is the benefit that people perhaps can understand. So the tariff that we sign today, that is the tariff that they are stuck with until the end of the contract. Obviously, there is CPI adjustment that's done on an annual basis.
And some people will say, who are critics of independent power producers, will say particularly renewable energy at this stage is still prohibitively expensive. Is that something that you agree with?
It depends what you're comparing with, Bongani. If it's just an energy cost is the cheapest at this point in time. But what the renewables are not able to give us is the capacity, which means you get the energy when it's produced. So when the sun is shining or the wind is blowing. So the critics, mostly what they've been talking about is, after sunset, you will not get solar, for example. But that is part of the planning process. So whoever does the planning for energy, they take all of that into account when they decide on the energy mix.
All right, we'll leave it there. Bernard Magoro there, the head of Independent Power Producers Office.